right, so quick pause because I have to tell you about this book that completely took over my weekend. It's called Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher, and it's a romance starring a demon, and I actually found it pretty cozy. This one's a paranormal romance, which I'm obviously very into. Think literal grumpy sunshine energy. She's an angel named Sunshine, and he's a demon with a mysterious forgotten past. And it's the ultimate forbidden love setup, right? The book mixes humor and heart and just the right amount of heat, if you know what I'm saying. So it's the kind of story that reminds you why the grumpy sunshine trope is such a favorite, right? The banter, the tension, the redemption arc. Oh my gosh, it's so, so good. For those of you who love romantic fantasy fictions, you must read this. I started it thinking I'd read a couple chapters, and then I was up for a while laughing out loud, totally invested in this family of demons. Aurora Asher writes with so much wit and charm, and yeah, you can't help rooting for every single one of them. Plus the cover, the teal and yellow combo, it's just beautiful. Anyway, it's honestly the perfect spooky season read. It's not too dark or scary. It's just cozy and funny and romantic and, of course, a little spicy, which we love. And so if you love books like My Roommate is a Vampire by Jenna Levine or the Travis Baldry's Legends and Lattes series, then this is 100% your vibe. Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher is out now wherever books are sold, and there's a deluxe limited edition with gorgeous stenciled edges and bonus content, but only while supplies last. So grab it while you can. Again, that's Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher, a feel-good paranormal romance that'll totally charm the demon lover and angel believer in you. Softness is not being passive. Softness is discernment. It's knowing what deserves your energy and what doesn't. It's choosing the path that keeps you aligned instead of drained. You're not being difficult. You're being devoted to yourself and your well-being and your clarity and your peace. And when your boundaries get healthier, your energy resets faster because it no longer is being tugged in 1,000 directions. Every soft girl has an inner narrator, the quiet voice that shapes how she feels about herself long before the world ever does. And so often the narrator gets clouded by comparison and by pressure and by the fear of falling behind, by the belief that softness won't keep her safe or won't get her where she wants to go. But her energy doesn't reset fully until her inner narrator softens too. Hello, magical friends. You have me. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and to the curious soul. Happy Magic Monday. Today, I'd love to talk about a soft reset for anyone whose energy just feels perhaps tangled or tired or just a little out of sync. And if you've been craving a moment to breathe and to slow down and to return to yourself, this one's for you. So let's soften together. There's this idea floating around for a while now that being a soft girl, they love to brand it as wearing neutrals and drinking matcha and floating through life with perfect hair, right? And a perfect morning routine. But honestly, the real essence of softness has nothing to do with that, obviously. Real softness is a way your nervous system breathes. It's the way that you let yourself be held by life instead of bracing against it. And softness is the moment that you realize you don't have to earn the right to slow down. It's remembering that you are already allowed to be gentle, even when the world feels loud or you feel like you're pulled in a variety of directions. It's just giving yourself permission to not be on all the time, right? Because that's overwhelming for our nervous system. We've got to take the time. And honestly, a lot of us forget that, right? We get caught in seasons of pressure, whether that could be work responsibilities or expectations or family stress,
relationship stress, travel, or the constant buzz of our phones, we can feel overwhelmed. And before we notice it, our bodies have tightened. Our shoulders, they're lifting towards our ears. And our breath is shallow. And we're running on pure autopilot. And it's so easy to get caught up in this world because we're all human and we live in a fast-paced society. So it's only natural to. But being soft doesn't mean being fragile. Softness is strength. It's the strength to pause. It's the strength to notice. It's the strength to choose presence over performance. And also resetting your energy starts right here by remembering softness is something you return to. It's not something you have to strive for because it's there. If you felt disconnected from that softness lately, or if you've been in your get through it era, then just know that softness is still available to you. It's not gone. She's there. It's just covered by everything going on in your life, everything you've been carrying. And so we'll peel it away. Today's episode is your invitation to put some of that down. And I want to begin with something simple. 3 minutes that genuinely shift everything. And I know it sounds tiny, but this is one of the fastest ways to bring your energy back into alignment. So if you can pause for a moment, let your body settle, feel your feet on the ground or underneath you. Now take a slow, deep breath in through your nose. Hold it for a second at the top. And exhale gently out of your mouth. Let's do that again. Inhale, let the breath expand your ribs. And exhale like you're letting out a sigh you didn't even realize you were holding. Now unclench your jaw. Drop your shoulders. Let them truly drop. Soften your stomach. Let it be natural, not tight. And feel your spine grow a little taller, but without tension. Notice how your body responds when you do that. Maybe you feel a warmness in your chest, or a loosening in your throat, or a tiny wave of calm moving down your arms. Maybe you feel a subtle shift, like you just arrived back inside yourself. This is your nervous system letting out a long exhale. And this is what a reset feels like. It's not fireworks, it's a quiet returning. And when your nervous system relaxes, your intuition gets louder, your energy becomes clearer, your decisions feel less frantic and more aligned. You become softer, but also you become stronger. Grounded softness is power. And the beautiful thing, you can do this reset anywhere, in your car, before walking into work, in the bathroom at a family gathering, in your kitchen while your coffee brews. Softness is built in small, repeated moments. And this is the foundation for everything else we're going to do today. Coming back home to your body so your energy can follow.
There was a stretch of time when I was really struggling to stay on track. I even shared it on the podcast. I have so many ideas. I had so much I wanted to create, but actually focusing and staying on track felt like wading through the fog. And yet, of course, sometimes I think it's the coffee, but no, my morning coffee ritual has always and will always be sacred. It's that first sip. The aroma, the quiet moment before the day begins, it truly lights up my soul. I've always found mushrooms and coffee to be beneficial, but this one is extra special and I really want to share it with you. I've started using Everyday Dose for my morning ritual. This is coffee plus benefits. It's real coffee blended with lion's mane and chaga mushrooms, collagen protein, and nootropics, and it tastes just like coffee. The coffee you already love, but it gives you this smooth, clean energy that carries you through the day. I didn't experience a crash, no jitters, and it became a part of my morning rhythm now, and I'm just so grateful to use it in the morning, and I'm so happy that I get to share this with you. So right now, for Black Friday, get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/magic or use code MAGIC at checkout. I've been talking about Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth for a while now, and for good reason, the herbal supplement designed to help women maintain optimal hormone levels. It's trusted by women all over the world, with more than 50,000 reviews and 98% recommending it to loved ones. And now you can take those results even further by pairing it with Happy Mammoth's prebiotic collagen protein, which is science-backed. I'll tell you all about it. This unique blend is designed to restore gut lining integrity, which plays a major role in supporting overall hormone balance. It helps to relieve occasional bloating and gas, reduce sugar cravings, and keep you feeling satisfied longer, support healthy, sustainable weight management, boost energy, and support general well-being. And because your gut directly affects your hormones, improving gut health can actually amplify your hormone harmony results so you can feel more like yourself again. And as someone in her mid-30s, I've really enjoyed adding the prebiotic collagen protein to my daily routine. Again, I'm lighted by the fact that it's backed by science and it's become a simple treat I look forward to whether I'm blending it into a smoothie or just mixing it up on the go. And the best part, Happy Mammoth is fully dedicated to women's health. Again, their products are made with science-backed ingredients, so no compromise ever, so you know you're getting quality that actually works. Right now, you can try prebiotic collagen protein and Hormone Harmony risk-free and get 15% off your entire first order with code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com. Use code MAGIC for 15% off today.
And one of the biggest myths about resetting your energy is that it has to be this big, elaborate ritual, right? Like, you need to set up your altar, cleanse your space, put on the right playlist, light 3 different candles of different colors, and schedule an hour of peace. And listen, I love a ritual, and I love doing all the above what I just said. I love making a moment feel intentional. But also doing that daily is not sustainable for all of us. But most energy resets don't happen in those moments. They happen in the micro moments, the tiny pockets of softness you give yourself in the middle of a real messy human day. A micro moment of softness is choosing to make your tea a little slower instead of rushing it, or it's letting the warm cup be a grounding stone in your hands. It's taking a breath while the water runs warm over your face in the morning. Not thinking, not checking your phone, just feeling it. A micro moment is stepping outside for 30 seconds to feel actual air on your skin. It's putting your phone in a drawer for 10 minutes. It's letting yourself curl up under a blanket for a quick reset instead of pushing yourself to power through. These are tiny choices that tell your nervous system that you're safe to soften now. And when your nervous system feels safe, your entire energy field shifts and your thoughts slow down. Your intuition comes forward and you can stop leaking your power into things that don't actually matter. You don't need a perfect day to do this. You don't need a perfect mindset. You don't even need to feel calm. You just need enough awareness to catch yourself in the moment you're spiraling or tightening or bracing, and then choose one simple softness. Think of it like brushing your teeth. You don't wait until everything's falling apart to do it. You just do it regularly in small ways. Soft energy isn't maintained through grand gestures. It's maintained through the little micro moments of choosing yourself again and again. One of the biggest reasons our energy feels heavy or scattered or off is because we're carrying emotions that were never ours to begin with. We absorb things without even realizing it, like someone else's stress or someone's disappointment, or the vibe in a room is off, and so we might feel off, or the weight of people expecting us to be the strong one or the calm one or the responsible one. You know, you get it. You've all been there. We've all been there. So many of us are walking around with emotional clutter, like having 10 browser tabs open at once in your mind, and perhaps not even one you've clicked on, but they're still there, they're draining your battery. Emotional decluttering is the moment that you pause and ask yourself one simple question. Is this emotion mine? It's wild how clarifying that question is. Like, you might realize that anxiety that you've been feeling actually belongs to someone you love, someone you share space with. It could be the urgency you're carrying belongs to your job or maybe even a deadline. The sadness isn't even yours. It's something that you picked up from a conversation or a text or scrolling social media. And once you identify what isn't yours, you let it go. You can literally imagine placing it down beside you, thanking it for showing up, but releasing it from your body. And here's the part most people forget, is that you're allowed to let go of emotions that aren't serving your highest self, even if other people expect you to hold them. You're allowed to not absorb someone else's panic. You're allowed to not carry someone else's disappointment. You're allowed to release the pressure to fix everything for everyone, which I struggle with, so I fully understand how difficult it is, but it's so important to emotionally declutter, as emotional decluttering brings you back into your own energy field, into what's actually true for you. It helps you hear your own voice again instead of the noise of what everyone else wants or feels. And in that clarity, softness naturally returns, because softness thrives in space, not in chaos. So if your energy has felt a little off lately, then maybe check in with what you're holding on to. And you might be surprised how much of it was not yours, was never yours. And then something people often misunderstand about soft energy is thinking that it means saying yes to everything and staying available and accommodating and agreeable and endlessly understanding. But here's the truth. Softness cannot exist without boundaries. Softness requires protection, because you're a flower. Think about a flower. They're delicate, beautiful, open, but it still has petals and layers and stems that support it and roots that anchor it. Softness doesn't mean vulnerability without structure. Softness is what grows when you create safety around yourself. And boundaries don't have to be confrontational. They don't have to be dramatic either. A soft girl boundary is simple and honest and rooted in self-respect. It sounds like, hey, I can get back to you tomorrow. I don't have the capacity for this today. Or I need some quiet time tonight. I'm not available for that, but thank you for thinking of me. You don't owe people long explanations. You don't need to prove that you're deserving of rest or space. Boundaries are choosing your peace without apologizing for it. And here's the beautiful part. Every time you set a boundary, you're reinforcing your own softness. You send a message to your nervous system that it doesn't have to brace anymore. You tell your energy, you're safe here. And then your intuition opens, your creativity opens, your heart opens. Softness is not being passive. Softness is discernment. It's knowing what deserves your energy and what doesn't. It's choosing the path that keeps you aligned instead of drained. You're not being difficult. You're being devoted to yourself and your well-being and your clarity and your peace. And when your boundaries get healthier, your energy resets faster, because it no longer is being tugged in 1,000 directions. Every soft girl has an inner narrator, the quiet voice that shapes how she feels about herself long before the world ever does. And so often the narrator gets clouded by comparison and by pressure and by the fear of falling behind, by the belief that softness won't keep her safe or won't get her where she wants to go. But her energy doesn't reset fully until her inner narrator softens too. So let's drop into her for a moment. That version of you, the one who whispers your thoughts, the one who comments on your life. She learned her tone from years of surviving and pleasing and overthinking and trying to be enough for everyone. If she still sounds sharp or anxious or judgmental, it's not because you're failing. It's because she's still protecting you in the way that she knows how. But you can rewrite her. You can give her a new tone. You can teach her softness. Imagine your inner narrator speaking to you like someone who adores you, like someone rooting for your wholeness, someone who sees your effort and your heart. You're trying. Imagine her saying, hey, you're allowed to slow down. You didn't do anything wrong. You're doing better than you think. Softness looks beautiful on you. Rest is not a setback. It's a reset. Your energy changes the moment your inner narrator shifts from critic to companion, because when your inner voice softens, your decisions soften, your nervous system softens, the way you treat yourself softens, and suddenly everything else flows. And this is how you become a soft girl from the inside out, not by curating the outside aesthetic, but by nurturing the voice that lives inside your mind. Your inner narrator is the most powerful frequency you carry, and she deserves softness too. So let's take one breath here and just notice how your energy feels. Maybe it's a little quieter or a little looser or just more like you. That's the beauty of softness. It doesn't take hours. It just takes intention. So thank you for giving yourself this moment, and thank you for letting me be part of your reset today. And I hope you carry even one more tiny piece of this softness into your week. One breath, one micro moment, one boundary, one kinder sentence from your inner narrator. And if this episode supported you, then it would mean so much if you shared it with a friend who might need the reminder too. I love when the magic travels. Anyway, don't forget to tune in to Witchy Wednesday and Friday for Freaky Friday. Thank you for your softness. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your magic.